Here we go. Happy Thursday to you. I got to look down at this sheet every day. I don't know what day it is, but I write on the very top of the sheet where I have my whole show planned out, or much of it. I can stray off course a little bit, but I write at the very top whatever day it is, and it says Thursday real big. So I'll take my own word for it. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand that yellow van. Happy Thursday. Margo not here. Trevin's in. He's producing. We advance. We figure it out. We get it done. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. All right, so I had this written down, and I had a sheet printed out to speak about this. And I just heard the great Paul Alexander, world's best news reporter, in the updates give this story. And so I want to talk about it. And I was going to talk about it either way, but I'm glad Paul touched on it. So from the Post-Gazette today, PNC Bank employees bracing for what many fears coming next. A full-scale return to the office, 5 days a week, at a time when companies nationally are leaning further into hybrid work rather than away from it. Just the way that first sentence is phrased, what many fear is coming next. Look at the connotation we have now given to going to an office and working. It's met with fear, trepidation. Why are we doing this? Oh my gosh. You mean I got to get up and actually go somewhere and work? I continue with the Post-Gazette story. According to the Post on an online forum called thelayoff.com, it surfaced during the bank's quarterly fireside chat. The CEO was rambling about something, and this came up. This fellow's named Demchak. I don't know, but apparently he's a big guy, the biggest guy at PNC Bank. And he stated that remote work benefits employees, harms the company, and added he was trying to imagine a world where he's asking you to do your job. And the thread received 3,700 views and has drawn more than 20 replies. Doesn't seem like a lot. I get more than that, but it is what it is. Anyway, PNC has been working more than 2 years to coax employees back to the office. Not long ago, they rolled out incentive offering 2 months of free parking on the North Shore, shuttle service, downtown headquarters from the North Shore. But data from staffing agency Robert Half shows the hybrid work remains deeply ingrained in how employees now want and expect to work. Well, that's great. That's how you want and expect to work. But guess what? You ain't the boss. If you don't like it, find somewhere else to work. You don't make the rules. You just got to play by them. The numbers, though, are interesting. Nationally, about 24% of new postings offer a hybrid schedule. In Pittsburgh, it's higher. 32% of local openings advertise hybrid flexibility. Now, since 2023, hybrid job postings have more than doubled, while remote-only jobs and fully in-office roles have held steady. 6% for remote only, and 62% fully in-office roles. So I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Have we gotten to the point where some of you just won't return to the office? No way, no how, not going to happen, just isn't going to be. Now, Bill Demchak, who is the CEO of PNC Bank and a really, really, really smart guy and employs 54,000 people at PNC Bank, wants the best return on investment. The way the employees have spun this is he wants a bunch of us to quit so he can offshore these jobs. And threatening to make us come in is going to make us quit. And then he'll just get cheaper remote work. That's how they've spun this. I've read through this whole story. But let me ask you this, because I'm lost here. I am all for workers' rights. Believe me, I think it's a great thing, a big thing. I don't want to get treated like it's, you know, 18-something and I'm working in a coal mine. But is it really too much to ask for someone to go into an office each day? It feels like our ideals, our thoughts, the way we look at a vocation has truly changed. And we feel like the worker, right, is able to dictate all this. And when the worker's not able to dictate this, we sort of feel like we're getting short shrift. We have ventured into a time that if we don't control everything or totally get our way, that we scream that we're oppressed. And that's kind of the way it looks to me. But that's not the case. There are parameters. There are ways in which jobs are devised. There are things in which you have to do to work at different places. And one of them is going to be PNC Bank. And it's a rolling referendum. What was maybe good a couple years ago, or even a couple months ago, might not be what's best for the company. And what's best for the company is the bottom line, particularly whenever you're talking to the people who have the big suits on. They're the ones that make that determination. So as I look at this and talk to you at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020, I'm a bit confused. There's no two ways about this. This isn't some dictatorship, the way this story reads, or the tone that it gives. It's not the big, bad boardroom and the person who is telling us we have to do this, because you don't have to work there. You can get a job somewhere else. The way that we have now taken this clay and molded it, and the pliability with our thoughts, it made this where anybody who says we actually, how dare them, we have to go into an office and work in order to work at that company. So many of us have made the enemy. How did our brain get twisted like this? And the other part is this. There's certainly other jobs out there. If you don't like it, you can find a different one. Have we begun to get far too comfortable working at home? Now, there are some who swear that productivity dips or productivity spikes. For me, it's not a one-size-fits-all proposition. You have to look at each job, each vocation, each employer, and then apply all of that. Some people like to just, well, paint with the biggest brush. It's easier to work at home. It's better to work at home. There's more productivity. You have to go in the office. It's better there, and there's more productivity. It's not the case. You have to look at each job and then apply it. I don't know what it's like at PNC Bank. I hope I never know what it's like at PNC Bank. I don't want to work at PNC Bank. But what I do know this, there's people who get paid a ton of money at PNC Bank to know all of that kind of stuff. And if they say that part of doing best for PNC Bank is working in the office 5 days a week, wouldn't they know best? I want to talk to you about this. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing Instant Access, all our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccess, kdkradio.com.